one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Chris O'Brien, the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. The subject on the table this week is crystal skulls. It's a topic we haven't explored previously on the Paracast, and obviously lots and lots of questions, and we'll go through them. Joshua Shapiro is the guest. Joshua, you have a website where you cover this subject. Can you tell us about it?
Certainly. It's whoisjoshuashapiro.com. This website has been around since 1995, and what we have on the website is, of course, articles. We have a free ebook people can get, or we also have a free newsletter. And basically what we do is we try to keep up to date on different aspects related to the crystal skulls.
Well, I want to go back to the experiment that you did in the crop circle. First of all, I'm sure you're aware, Joshua, that it's pretty much, I think, a foregone conclusion now that a majority of crop circles are done by people, by artists out in fields, that the true crop circles are, if there are any, are pretty few and far between. I'm curious, where was the crop circle that you went in and did this experiment, and do you remember the formation? They all end up getting named something. Do you recall?
The crop circle was near Avebury. It was also near what they call a mound of a prior civilization. They have mounds in England of different civilizations. And its form was, I believe it was in a yin-yang pattern.
Okay, I remember that one. How long ago was that? It was about 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
Let's see. No, I think it was longer than that. I think it was probably, trying to remember, so many years have passed. I would say it was probably 2003 or 2004.
Okay. What sort of device were you using to measure changes in the EM field?
The crop circle researcher had a device that had a meter on it. It went from, I think, plus 90 to minus 90, and it was sensitive to electromagnetic energy.
And so it was like a tri-field meter, in other words, then? So.
Well, I don't know the exact name because I'm not a scientist. I can only describe it. What I can tell you is that as we walked into this crop circle, wherever there was a pattern that was created inside of the crop circle, that the meter registered and would change its value. And then when we walked around where the crop was its natural state, it was always zero. So that was one thing that I remember. Now, there is a story this researcher told me that I'd like to share because I'd like to, because I've been in crop circles, and the way in which I tell whether they're fake or real is because there is an energy field that I experience in the real ones. And how I experience that energy field is when I walk against it, I actually feel a pressure on my body, and some people actually become dizzy. And when I walk with it, I don't feel that pressure. I have also been in fake crop circles in England, and I didn't feel any energy like that at all. The story I will tell you from this crop circle researcher is he said Parliament had a meeting one day about crop circles, and they said all the crop circles being created are being done by these two or three guys. It's because the people who own the land where the crop circles is appearing, they have no security at all, so people can just walk on there and do whatever they want. In the very next day after that, on a secret military base in England, a crop circle appeared after that meeting. So this is a true story that was happened in England. So whether crop circles are real or not, some of the patterns, I believe, are so sophisticated and complicated, I don't know how people could go out in one night and make them, and some are very huge. So, but you are correct. There are people who are going out there and making them to try to contest this. But anyway, this was the experience that we had in the crop circle, and we did do another test in another crop circle, and we got some different results using some device that measured the ley lines, which are the Earth energy lines. There was an energy line coming in where we were measuring a person meditating with the skull that split into two pieces, according to the researcher. But again, how I can prove that, I don't know, because he was the one that had the device, and I trusted him because
right.
He was a reputable crop circle researcher.
Well, this I really applaud you in being creative and coming up with ways to help, you know, focus in and identify some of the energetic properties of these skulls. I have been around them. I don't consider myself to be overly sensitive by any stretch, but I do. I have developed some sensitivities, and you're right. Max, for instance, the Joanna Park skull has a real palpable sense of energy around it. I didn't get that sense as much with the Mitchell Hedges skull, although as a work of art, it's just absolutely incredible. Other crystal skulls that I've been around that I feel have a real good possibility being genuine ancient skulls, I have felt and sensed something about them. Whether I could come up with a way to measure that or come up with a way to quantify that somehow is another question entirely. But, you know, you've worked with these skulls for many years. Others like Stephen Mailer, of course, Nick Nocerino, when he was alive, has worked with these skulls. Let's look at some of the more famous skulls and get your take on them. For instance, probably the most famous would be the Mike Mitchell Hedges skull, supposedly found, according to his daughter, by her on her birthday, I think, in 1920-something. There's been quite a bit of controversy.
Excuse me, one question, Chris. Found how?
Well, he was doing a dig at Labantum, I think is how you pronounce it, which I believe was in Belize. There's some question to whether this thing was actually found there. Our first mention of it really didn't occur until his Mitchell Hedges' novel, White Tiger. It was never reported as part of the actual finds from the expedition. It kind of appeared later on. There's been quite a bit of controversy, I think, within the crystal skull community, for instance, about whether it is actually an ancient skull. There's some, Stephen Mailer being one, thinks that it was actually carved in Germany in the 1850s, that Mitchell Hedges may have acquired it through a collection down in Mexico, and then brought it out, and the story kind of ballooned around it. Of course, his daughter, Anna Mitchell Hedges, claims that she found it. There is some controversy around that particular skull. What is your take, Joshua? I'm sure you've researched this. I'm sure you've talked with Joanna at some point, or Anna, who's, I think, now passed on. And, of course, Bill Holman is now the custodian of the skull. What are your feelings about that most famous of these skulls?
Well, to be perfectly honest, of all the ones that I've seen a lot, and I have no idea anymore how many, that is the crystal skull that has affected me the most powerfully. There was an opportunity when the Indiana Jones film came out. I had a chance to work with Bill Holman in 2008, and I was given permission finally to have a personal experience with it. And that experience totally changed me and blew my mind. So for me, I find it to be a very powerful one.
Okay, now you say totally blew your mind. I think we're going to want to go into the mind-blowing details about why you felt this was so important to you. And that's going to be in our next segment. If you have questions or comments about the show, send them to news@theparacast.com. Once again, that's news@theparacast.com. Now, in fact, before we even go to that next segment, I really want to explore this. Okay, so you're blown away how?
Well, I have to give you the setup how I did my meditation.
Okay, so now I understand I'm going to have to interrupt you about a minute into it, but go ahead. Let's do the setup and continue in our next segment.
Sure. So the crystal skull is sitting on Anna Mitchell Hedges' table. I'm kneeling in front of it, sitting on the floor. I have three of my personal crystal skulls with it. Portal de Luz is facing the Mitchell Hedges skull face to face, and two other small ones are behind it, forming a triangle. And I have my MP3 player where I can play music, because music for me is very important in my meditation with the crystal skulls, and I'm able to select the specific music that I need to play at any moment. So that was the setup. So whenever you're ready, I can go into what actually happened to me.
Okay, so we're going to have to explore this further detail as we look at crystal skulls, their meaning and purpose, whether they are simple artifacts, fascinating to look at, fascinating to hold, or they hold mystical or advanced scientific properties. Our guest is Joshua Shapiro. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Have you been sitting on a few great domain name ideas but haven't locked them in for yourself? Good. Now you can buy them through the number one domain name registrar, Namecheap.com, as voted by the top tech blog Lifehacker. Just like the name says, you can buy domains cheap, as low as $2.99. And every new domain comes with WhoisGuard, our special privacy service, free for the first year. Now that you know, it's time to grab those domain names before someone else does. Namecheap.com. Go now. Namecheap.com.
Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
We're back with Joshua Shapiro. The subject on the table is crystal skulls, the magic and mystery. Do they hold mystical properties, ancient scientific properties? What? Joshua Shapiro is here. I'm Gene Steinberg with Chris O'Brien, the co-host. Joshua, we broke when you were doing this setup in our last segment. Let's continue.
Okay, so as I began to go into my meditation with the Mitchell Hedges call, what I started to feel is I felt myself like in heaven. That's the only word that I could describe it. Now, what the listeners have to understand is whenever people are working with, say, objects that contain energy or have essence from civilizations in the past, if they're open to their own spiritual experiences, they're going to have a unique experience. And when you have this kind of experience, all you can do is just tell people, this is what happened to me. So that's all I'm going to do right now. So what I'm saying is, as I was sitting there listening to the music and meditating, I felt such peace and harmony inside of myself, like I had never, ever experienced before. And so the word that I used before of heaven is the only way that I could describe what happened to me. But then there was something else that happened, which again was something very different that had never happened with any other crystal skull before that I'd worked with, including any of my personal crystal skulls. And I do have 10 of them that I share with my partner, Katrina. And that was that I started, and I don't know if see is the right word. I perceive, let's say, because different people have different gifts. I generally do not see things. I feel things, or I hear things, or maybe I get an image in my mind of something that's going on. So let's just say I have an image in my mind and I perceive that there is some type of being, intelligence, universal consciousness that is floating to the, as I'm looking at the Mitchell Hedges skull, it would be floating to, off to my right side.
And you're saying, though, that this intelligence is somehow embedded in the skull, or does it bring it forth by some innate properties? What?
That's a good question. I would say that this consciousness, and it's not like I'm talking to you and you're a specific person, all right? I wasn't in the presence.
Most people think so.
Yeah. All right. But what I'm trying to say is this was not like just one being. This was like a universal intelligence or consciousness. Now, as far as what was its relationship to the crystal skull as I was experiencing it, I did not feel per se that it was coming from the skull. What I would say is that this crystal skull, because of its properties, because of where it's been, because of who's worked with it, who's used it, is created a door that allowed this consciousness to be present, or it affected me in such a way that I went into an altered state of consciousness. Because when I think back to what was going on, I don't know how to describe this. I mean, it's not like your everyday physical type of experience. It's something very profound that's going on, which doesn't always have words. So I don't know if the crystal skull was affecting me and taking me into a higher state of consciousness, then maybe this being is always there and we just don't have the gifts to see it, and it put me into a state to experience it. But I've been thinking about that because, you know, whenever you have this kind of a crazy experience, you want to understand, well, what was that about? Why did that happen? And what I think actually took place, and again, this is a mind-blowing concept, which I don't know if I can explain it properly, but I think it was another aspect of myself that was there. And the only way I know how to describe this is, I believe that we are multidimensional beings. We may perceive ourselves as being in a physical body in one place at this time, but there are other aspects of ourselves that exist on other dimensions. And somehow this skull was a portal to allow me to contact this other aspect of myself.
Okay, if that's true, before we even get to the overall aspect of the reality behind that impression, would any skull create the same impression if it's supposedly a mystical skull? Or does it require a specific skull for a specific access?
Well, there are three different types of crystal skulls that are discussed within the crystal skull community. Chris has been talking about ancient skulls, which some people say were made 1,000 or 2,000 years ago or older. And we have old skulls, which are from 1,000, say, to 100 years old, and then we have the new ones. So I'm going to focus on ancient skulls, because I think Mitchell Hedges is ancient, even though I know it is very controversial, and there are other people who I respect as crystal skull researchers who disagree with this. I have been in the presence, I believe, of a number of ancient crystal skulls, so that's the only way I can answer your question. Every single one of them I have responded to in a unique and different way. That includes a couple of skulls I saw in 2009, human size in Mexico, that are relatively unknown. It includes Synergy, includes Max, includes Ami, which is the amethyst skull I first talked about, and a bunch of other ones. Each one is unique and different. What I have also observed that's very interesting is I have observed how these type of very old, which is what I prefer instead of ancient, very old crystal skulls have affected different people. For example, I've watched people be in the presence of, say, the Mitchell Hedges skull, and everyone have a completely different experience. So I think what it is each crystal skull has a unique energy, and how a person is going to respond to it is going to be completely different. So I believe that there probably is not going to be another skull that I would have an experience like I did with the Mitchell Hedges, except for the blue skull, and you probably don't want me to talk about that one.
Well, why not?
Well, that one doesn't exist. It only exists as an experience I had in Peru, so that was completely different, the way that I responded to it. But it's not something that's real that we can touch.
Okay, so that's not a real skull. You imagined a skull?
Well, I believe it's real because of how powerful I experienced it, but it doesn't exist in the physical reality. So if we say crystal skull is only real if it exists where you can see and touch it, then it could be imaginary. It could be I went crazy when I was in Peru, or it could be one that exists on some other dimension, which for some reason I have contact with. However, there are other people, when I have discussed it, who have seen and described the same crystal skull that I see in my mind's eye.
Okay, so how do we validate any of this stuff? You're getting impressions in your mind about something. So how do you objectify this? How do you take those experiences and say, okay, it's not a product of my imagination, it's something that's real?
I know how. I know how you could do it. Has anyone tried a blind test, putting various objects, hiding them, let's say, in a some sort of a container that's very thin, but hides the actual contents of whatever is inside the box, and done a blind test with people and asked them to sit in front of this hidden object and then write down their perceptions? And then at one point sneak in one of the crystal skulls that people feel is a real, mysterious skull, a very old one, as you would put it. Has anyone done a blind test like this?
Before you answer that question, we have Joshua Shapiro. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack. Of the Rockoids, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from X-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals. so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
We're back with Joshua Shapiro, an expert on crystal skulls. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Before we broke, the question raised by Christopher about double-blind testing. Joshua, what do you think?
I think that's an excellent suggestion. And actually, when I was in Poland working with a scientist, he actually did exactly what you said. But we didn't have ancient crystal skulls. We just had the crystal skulls we were working with. However, when those crystal skulls were introduced in a box and the people didn't know what was being placed in front of them, we did notice that they responded to a higher energy field. So I think that we need to do more of that. I mean, that was a one-day test. We had like 10 people maybe who were being tested. And when we went over the results of the tests, we saw that when the crystal skull was introduced inside this box where they didn't know what they were being tested with, most of the people responded to a higher field of energy.
In what way did they respond?
I'm trying to remember how he decided that. I think he had some kind of a meter or something that he was using. That's right. What he had, sometimes what people will use is they have these, they're kind of like Carillion type of meters where a person is putting their hand on a metal plate and the metal plate is responding to the energy or the resistance that's coming through the person. So that was the way in which he made his measurements. So therefore you get a number and you can compare the numbers. It's the same thing with the meridian stress test system I told you about. It gives you numbers and I can do a comparison between the numbers, which clearly shows how a person is responding to the object put on the device.
Interesting. I think more work should be done in this area because I've always felt that there was something to the crystal skulls and them having unusual properties. But I'm sure there's a way that we can go ahead and and scientifically test that hypothesis. And this would be a way to, first of all, validate your intuition and your sense about these objects and other people as well. I mean, this to me would be an obvious task that somebody should do, and determine once and for all whether these objects do have some sort of energetic properties that have yet really been quantified. What other types of scientific work do you know of that has been attempted? Has anyone tried, for instance, to use some sort of laser holographic retrieval system to pull energy or data out of these skulls? We all know that a quartz skull, if it's encoded with some sort of high technology, could store just incredible amounts of data holographically. Has anyone attempted to do any sort of experiments with holography and lasers with them?
As far as I know, I haven't heard about it. I think what the basic challenge is the equipment to really do the test in the right way is extremely expensive, and the people who have access to such equipment probably would think we were crazy or lunatics for trying to do this kind of research. We have a nonprofit center called the World Mastery Research Center, and we haven't had any success yet to be able to raise funds in order to have money to use for this kind of equipment, but that would be one of my hopes, is that eventually maybe we would meet somebody who really sees there is something about the crystal skulls that's important, and this kind of research would really help us to understand it better and might be interested to help to make donations for it. But as far as I know so far, it's been very limited, the kind of research. And the only reason that I did the research I did was because I wanted to show that there was some possibility that different type of electronic devices would show that there is this energy that the skulls are emanating, which people are talking about in their personal experiences, so that we would have some support of this. Because for us, it doesn't matter where we go, or when we have sessions, or when we do our lectures, or whatever, people are having a response even to our own crystal skulls that we have. And the only thing that we've done with our crystal skulls is we have taken them to different sacred sites. We've put them in the presence of ancient crystal skulls. We've used them for world peace meditations. So we've done a lot of work with them. They've finally been on their first pyramid when we went to Teotihuacan, which is by Mexico City. So I think all of these things help to activate one's crystal skulls and to have them start to perform the service and work that they can do to help other people. Because that's always what I see them. I see them in a positive light. They're here to be a tool to assist us to remember more of who we truly are, divine children of God.
Well, let's look at the other shoe, though. How do you know that the messages conveyed by the crystal skull or the entities or beings are really truthful and not something designed to fool you into believing something that isn't there?
Of course, any time that you deal in an area of the paranormal, that exact question, Gene, that you bring up is always going to be proposed and asked. So what I would do is I would look at all the people that I know who have had contact with crystal skulls and their experiences, but more importantly, how the crystal skull has had an impact on their life. And for most of the people that we are in touch with who are working with them, the impact has been extremely positive, helping them to decide about a profession, better health, better meditation, the ability to develop their spiritual gifts, their creative gifts, story upon story upon story. So, however, I must also acknowledge that there have been some crystal skulls which I met. There was one I remember in Mexico City that I saw. The energy was not so nice. It's very possible that skull may have been used for man's inhumanity by man, by maybe the Aztec or the Mayans. For example, Mr. Nasserino, when I knew him, had talked about that there could have been sacrifices made where people's hearts were taken out and they would put a crystal skull in there. So that crystal skull I met had a very, very intense, heavy energy.
And so basically, the skull is just a tool you could use it for good or bad.
I believe so. I think this is true of everything, that any tool that you have, you can use it to benefit yourself and others, or it can be used detrimental. However, I would say with some of the ancient crystal skulls I have met, they seem to have their own system of protection within them that prevents people from misusing them. Example would be in the case of the Mitchell Hedges skull. Miss Mitchell Hedges talked about two instances where she was gone, or one time was with her father in England, another time when she was in Canada, where they left their home. They came back and they found a stranger around the skull, frozen in place, unable to move until the crystal skull was taken away.
Excuse me?
Exactly.
Explain that in more detail.
Wow.
Found a stranger? The what?
I've never heard that one.
They said in their castle in England, which would be in the 1940s, I think, or 50s, and then one time when she was living in Canada, they went out of their house. They came back and they saw a stranger in the house that was literally frozen, either holding or touching the crystal skull. And that person was unable to move until the crystal skull was removed. So this, to me, would be an example of a way they could protect themselves. Now, this would also presuppose that these crystal skulls are living beings unto themselves, have their own consciousness. It's not just a stone containing energy. It's similar to what we're having with our personal skulls. When we're having conversations with them, it's not just a stone and it's talking to us. It's a living consciousness that's linked to that object that's communicating. Now, it could be in the case of the new skulls, it could be some type of a spirit that perhaps because of the individual who has it, like maybe they've had past lives with crystal skulls, they have something in their DNA encoded that works with crystal skulls, that the spirit is able to work through the skull and make it alive. But when I was in the presence of the Mitchell Hedges skull with the story I told you, I was also sensing that it was a living being unto itself. And that's the way that I experienced this blue skull, which has not surfaced yet, if it ever does.
We have Joshua Shapiro. We're talking about the crystal skulls. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
We're continuing our discussion with Joshua Shapiro of the magic and mystery of the crystal skull, or maybe it's just a skull and we're imagining it. We're trying to separate fact from fiction here to figure out what's really going on and get to the bottom of everything. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Okay, Joshua, so let's get to the other part of the question here. Earlier on, when we first got started, we talked of crystal skulls in the sense of having mystical properties, but possibly also being ancient computerized systems. Mm-hmm. So where do we separate one from the other?
That's a good question, Gene. And that's part of the work that we're doing, is to try to understand the multifunctionality of the crystal skulls and what they can do. You know, I don't know how to separate them. They seem like they have the ability to do many different things. And it depends upon what kind of crystal skull you're working with. As we mentioned, the three different types. Seems like the very old ones, or ancient ones, as people call them, have a lot of information, knowledge, and energy that has been passed to them, maybe from all the civilizations they've been with, or because of who created them. It's a big mystery. And I'm not going to say that I have all the answers. Like I said in the beginning, all I can try to do is to present the experiences, the ideas, what happens, what we've tried. I mean, definitely the crystal skulls have to have a lot more research, and it would really be nice if there were more scientists that were more open to participate, because I think there's a lot more tests, just like what Chris was asking about, that could be done. For the most part, I think the skulls are being used right now as a tool to help people in their own spiritual and personal evolution. And as I said, we get many reports from people that are having a very positive effect from them.
But let me ask you a question here, too. The placebo effect.
Sure.
Yeah, that was going to be my question, too, Gene. You read my mind.
Great insane minds think alike. Go ahead and explain this, Chris.
Well, I was going to say that, you know, generally people that go and see crystal skulls, that hear about them, perhaps one of them is going to be in the area, or they know somebody that has one. They tend to be curious, and they already tend to have some sort of positive response to just the very subject. So, you know, when you go out and you have meetings or you have events like that, you're attracting people that are already interested, and I would say by and large have a very positive feeling about this particular mystery. So automatically you're front-loaded with people who already have a belief system around this subject. So it doesn't surprise me at all that you would have things even as dramatic as healings that could be associated with the objects. So I think it's not, you know, it's not, I don't think it's indicative of, it's indicative of people who already have a positive sense about the skulls, and that could be what creates a placebo effect. Now, if you brought the skull to, let's say, Rikers Island and had a meeting with a bunch of inmates in there, I bet you wouldn't have the types of healing or the numbers of healings and positive responses around it. I just threw that one off the top of my head. That's why I think the double blind situation is really important to do an exhaustive study with 1,000 people from all walks of life, some who have never even heard of crystal skulls, and have a mixed bag of participants in the study. Because obviously, if you have a positive feeling about a subject when you are exposed to that particular object or that subject, then obviously I think that's going to skew your results. So you mentioned the Maya before, and this is something that I've always wondered about and have tried to research and have not been that successful. And that is, how did the Maya actually utilize these skulls? Do we know? Do we know anything about why they were made, what purposes they were used for? Obviously, most of the Maya literature that existed when the Spanish arrived was destroyed. The only real knowledge that we have is in the form of the stelae and carvings, most of which have to do with dynastic and time-oriented calendric information. We know a lot about their mathematics. We don't know a lot about their culture. But what do we know about the use of crystal skulls and why they were even carved by the Maya? The Maya carved hundreds and hundreds of these objects. Most of them are small. But they definitely had a fascination with this particular art form. What do we know, Joshua, about this?
When I received Portal de Luz, which was at a conference in Sedona, Arizona in 1999, there was some contact with Mayans from Guatemala. And unfortunately, I can't think of the name of the Mayan elder off the top of my head who's connected with this group. But he had some Mayan priests that came. And there were some interesting comments that they made about the crystal skull. So I could share that because that's their comments. First of all, they seem to indicate that they were not the originators of the crystal skulls. They talked about some kind of connection with the grandfathers of the Pleiades. Now that would imply a UFO or extraterrestrial contact. Another comment that I've heard from Mayan sources is that some of the more advanced crystal skulls they did not make, but they came from Atlantis. I think Hunsbutz Men, who's known as a Mayan daykeeper, I think when I saw him in Germany once or something, he was talking about an Atlantean connection with crystal skulls, which if that was true, that would mean that the Atlanteans that survived their disaster, if we believe in this, would have taken their sacred artifacts and brought them to different parts of the world. And purportedly, the Yucatan area was a colony of Atlantis at one time. So this is where some of the crystal skulls show up. Now, one of the things that has come up from my contact of going to Mexico, and actually there's a new book which is now available on Amazon that we just put out, which is from two trips we took to Mexico. It's called Journeys of the Crystal Skull Explorers, the Travelogue Series Mexico 2009. And that is that a tremendous amount of crystal skulls are coming out of the ground out of Mexico. For myself, in the two trips that I took in 2009, I would say that I saw probably about 15 or 20, which could be old or very old crystal skulls in Mexico that I'd never heard of before. And we just keep hearing from sources that more and more of them are coming out. Now, just because the crystal skulls are being found in such profusion in the area where the Mayans and other Mesoamerican cultures are, does not necessarily mean that they carved them, although the implication that we're getting from the modern carvers in Mexico is that they're pretty good at carving crystal skulls now and duplicating this. So it's probably something that's been passed down from generation to generation. So to summarize, if this information is correct, it would probably imply that the crystal skulls were gifts either from advanced civilizations or extraterrestrials that were given to the Mayans, and that they basically had them, because the Mayans are really one of the only indigenous groups on the planet that are willing to talk about crystal skulls. We believe the Native Americans also know about them, but it's very hard to get to find somebody who's willing to discuss it as openly as they do. And so I think if we understand this information, the Mayans are implying that the skulls are coming from other sources and they considered them to be sacred tools, which is definitely true. I mean, they don't like that these crystal skulls are being taken outside of their country or being destroyed or being put in museums. They are to be used for ceremony, and that's primarily how they're working with them now, is in ceremony. But there are a lot of skulls coming out of Mexico and Central America.
Do you know of any true, very old crystal skulls that have been discovered anywhere else but down the Maya lands?
Yoki Van Dieten had an interesting skull. Yoki Van Dieten is the guardian of a human-sized smoky quartz skull, which he calls E.T., of a rose quartz skull, which was very primitive, but it was an old skull for sure, that was found near Love, Russia. It was found in the mounds of the Scythians, which was an ancient race that coexisted with when Genghis Khan was alive. So this is one that was discovered not in that area. Now, there was a radio show I heard, but I never got a chance to ask Morton Thomas, who did the book Mystery of the Crystal Skulls. That was the BBC and A&E documentary, which I still think is one of the best ones that's been made, where somebody was talking about that underwater off of Australia, some Aborigines knew about a crystal skull there. And then, of course, you know, could there be some crystal skulls connected to Bimini, where the Atlantean crystal ball purportedly was found? And maybe there's some temples underwater there.
We'll get into more of this lore in a moment. Joshua Shapiro joining us. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.